This is Radio Spectives. Surf the new wave of talk radio. Radio Spectives is powered by iBiz Radio, a TMA e-marketing company.
This is Radio Spectives. My name is Dan Culhane. We have two guests in the studio this morning, two guys from the Blue Collar Sales Guys. It's a newly formed company. Their mission is to help people from all professions at all levels within their organization improve their skills and become more successful. And they do this by providing training that's valuable, affordable, and relevant. I would guess in this day and age, affordable is going to be one of the keys with a capital A on that one, isn't it?
That's correct.
Stuart Gray and Tom Getzke are our guests today. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
And Stuart, you and I have talked before about one of your previous companies, the customer service training that you've done in the past. And Tom, welcome to the show. Glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Give us an idea of what the Blue Collar Sales Guys is all about. I mean, give us the background. I mean, I love the logo, sales, up yours. I imagine you got a little heat in some aspects, but I imagine it's raised a few eyebrows and got some attention as well.
That's correct, Dan. The Blue Collar Sales Guys started, you know, we were both professional speakers and have over the years worked with people all across the country. And we kept seeing a lot of different things coming out in the marketplace in terms of sales training. So many times things that traditional sales training that just doesn't really work in this market today. The market environment is very difficult and very different today. And we saw that there was a lot of kind of old school sales training going on out there in the marketplace. And we kept hearing from clients and from salespeople out there that they really needed something new and something different to not only capture their attention, but of what would work in this marketplace.
And what makes your concept of the Blue Collar Sales Guys less old school? With a name like that, you'd think there may be some old school in it. What makes it your company different?
Well, the Blue Collar is really about the guys that are actually in the process of selling. That's our target audience. We want to train the people that are doing the work, and that's where the blue-collar piece fits us really well. What makes us really different is how we reinforce the learning after it's over.
And how do you do that?
Spaced repetition. We use electronic reinforcement. They'll get 30 follow-up emails every Monday. It's called the Monday Up Yours. And it'll take them right back to the training, and they'll be able to reinforce the new skills and remind them of their day.
Now, does the training take place in a classroom environment type thing, or is it one-on-one?
Typically, what we've done is with larger audiences, maybe up to 200 salespeople, and it is very hands-on. Part of the blue-collar aspect of this is that it's just straight talk. We know that people want straight talk and real results, and that's what we deliver. And the blue-collar side is really roll up your sleeves. Here's what works and here's what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of times when we talk about the blue-collar sales guys, we see here are some of the things we're not. We're not the guys that are going to come in and yell slogans at you. You know, we're not the blue man group. We're not the blue-collar sales or comedy guys. We're really going to come in and work with you. We have both been in sales for years and years through good times and bad times. It's easy to be a good salesman when everyone's buying. You got to work at it and roll up the sleeves and get down and do some of the basics when times are tough and when people aren't buying.
Well, now, speaking of that, in a situation like the economy we have, do companies advertise less because their income is lower, or do they advertise more because their income is lower and they want to increase sales? I mean, how does that work out? I mean, I imagine it makes it a pretty tough sales job.
Yeah, I think what you're finding is a lot of shift going on out there. And we hear all about the media course is bombarding all of us with it's a bad economy and it's we're in a recession and it's terrible and how bad everything is. The reality is, you know, for all of us, it's really the new economy. It is what it is. None of us are going to individually change this economy. However, it is we need to adjust what we're doing. If you were doing what you did a year ago or even a month ago, it's not going to work in this new economy. There's new attitudes in businesses. They're cutting back. They're being more selective in what they're doing and what they're choosing to say yes to. And so they're really looking a lot more at benefits and those types of things of before they're saying yes to any salesperson.
Are sales numbers dropping as far as salespeople? Are people cutting back on their sales forces as well?
The good companies right now aren't cutting back on their sales force. What they're doing is they're using this time to go out there and get new business. So when the economy does pick back up, they'll have those footholds in with those customers and they'll leverage those relationships.
Well, so in a nutshell, can you tell me how this new economy is affecting a salesperson in their day-to-day life?
Well, I think what you're seeing is like I said, you know, when times are good, it's easy to sell when everyone's buying. And when, as things get a little bit tougher out there, it's more you got to roll up your sleeves and really go work a lot harder at it. Things just don't happen on their own. And so I think what we're hearing as we talk to salespeople across the country is that we're hearing that people are kind of rolling up those sleeves and going back to the basics. You know, you kind of get lazy. Salespeople tend to get lazy when things are really good and they're making their numbers and everything. It's like, well, there's a little bit more free time to golf or do other things. And when things tighten up, it's time to get back to the basics. And I can't tell you how many people we've talked to that are saying, you know, I got to go back to the basics. I know they work. Mm-hmm. Here are the things that I know that work out there, but I stopped doing them. When things were easy, I stopped doing the things that I know work.
So do you guys take your time and basically reinforce the basics is what's happening here? Just go back to the beginning?
We'll take some of that. We'll bring everybody so they're on the same playing field, Dan, because some of the folks have never had effective sales training. They've just been hired. The economy's gone up. The inflation rate's gone up. Things have just happened. And now we're taking them back to the basics of you got to give value first. You got to give that customer a reason to say yes to you. And unfortunately, there's a lot of folks out in this industry that just show up, glorified order taking. But it's called sales for a reason. You got to sell.
Yeah, ask for the money. What does a salesperson need to grow their sales in this new economy? What are they looking for there?
Well, I think for any salesman, one is it's getting back and working hard, rolling up the sleeves and getting out there. I think several of the key things are focusing on is they've got to start to focus more not on necessarily their goals, but focus on the goals of that person who's buying. For the most part, if you look at any of us, all of us included, but even in corporate America, people don't really want to be sold. They're not in the selling mode, but they do want to buy. But they're going to be a lot more selective on what they buy, how they buy. They're going to look more to benefits and say, you know, what's in it for me? We use the acronym WIFM, and that's not a radio station or anything else, but it's really focused on having a salesperson step inside the mindset of who the buyer is and understand what are they looking for. And in this economy, as the needs have shifted in the company, there's a lot more things that they're going to look at in terms of making buy decisions. What are the benefits for me? Is it going to help me be more profitable? Is it going to help me grow my business? Is it going to help me survive in this tough economy? And so that helps them to do that. So we really focus on training people to be able to walk into that and in the back of their mind, that's one of the things for salesmen that, you know, it's something like the acronym WIFM. They can think of and go, am I focused on me trying to make my intentions of walking in that front door? Or am I looking at how can I help that buyer be more successful in their company? Because the reality in sales is the more successful that buyer is, the more I'm going to sell and the more successful I'm going to be.
Absolutely. You're listening to Radio Spectives. Our guests are two guys from the Blue Collar Sales Guys, Stuart Gray and Tom Getzky. Can you give us another example of you talk about WIFM as what's in it for me as an acronym. Do you have any other kind of hooks, I guess, for lack of a better word, that you like to use in your seminars?
Absolutely. The biggest thing in sales, people don't like the buyer-seller dance. So we've created another acronym called UFTA, and it works well in this part of the country with our Norwegian heritage. Mm-hmm. But UFTA stands for Upfront Defining Agreements. It's basically the rules of the game. We love the analogy of before any professional ball game, the umpire will bring out both general managers from both clubs, and they'll go through the rules of the park. Most successful salespeople go through the relationship with the prospect before they become a customer. What are the rules of the game? And when you eliminate that on the front end, you don't have that mutual mystification or stress. And people enjoy the relationship and it goes deeper, further, longer.
Interesting. Now, when you get your classroom together, you say you can, you know, do 200 people in an auditorium. When you come in up front and talk about what you're going to do, how do you go through your rules?
We meet with the client, the group that's going to hire us, and we define what are their goals and objectives of the training. And then what we've found is, yeah, we'll have 200 people in the big room. Then we do breakout sessions, and we'll have three different specific learning styles, three different facilitation styles, three different resource groups, very interactive training where they're doing the work. We're teaching them a skill, they're applying the work, and then we're going to call them back through that spaced repetition learning.
That comes up in the future when you see
with the emails. Absolutely.
Now, do you need to do that? You know, when you talked about a company with the UFTA, what's in it for me, or the upfront stuff. How important is homework? I mean, for a salesperson to...
Oh, in today's world, you got to know as much about what the customer needs to know about and more. Yeah. You got to give that value first. If you're just showing up, just going looking for the clipboard, get your regular order off of that, it's not enough today.
Well, let's take a second to, if someone wanted to get a hold of you guys and maybe get their company organized and increase their sales or up theirs, I guess, for lack of a better word, you gave me one of your wonderful business cards, which is an actual coaster, which I love, for putting a beer glass on or a beer bottle on. And bluecollarsalesguys.com, what can we expect to find on the website?
What you'll find on the website is just some general information about, obviously, the Blue Collar Sales Guys, but you'll really find some helpful tips in terms of being able to some of these things that you can use to up your business and up your sales. And one of the things that is important is salesmen talking with other salesmen peer-to-peer. Mm-hmm. And so we've also created a sales forum where salespeople can throw out a question either to us or to other speakers, to other professional salespeople, and get that information back in terms of sharing with each other what's working and what's not out there.
Now, do people use that part of the forum, you know, to ask these questions? I mean, when you think about salespeople and you think about internal sales or company sales, that you would think that it's a pretty closed. You know, you want to protect your little your list or protect your area. How open are people being with questions, giving and taking?
It's interesting you should say that, Dan, because one of the feedback that we get often from the groups that we train is that that opportunity, it seems like they don't get that opportunity to really share with one another. And they really appreciate that we pull that out. Part of our group, all of our sessions are very interactive. One, they're very high energy, mm-hmm. very excited, but they're also very interactive among peer-to-peer other salespeople, because one person may be doing and have found something that works extremely well with their products, with their stuff, and they don't have that. You know, they may come into a weekly sales meeting and it's more one-sided present, you know, speaking from the VP of sales or whatever, telling them an update or whatever, but they don't get that peer-to-peer interaction between salespeople of really what's working out there, and that's on the front line of where the rubber hits the road. So we find that they really appreciate that opportunity, both in our trainings and this forum is relatively new in terms of being launched. And so as we launch that, we're seeing more and more people starting to look at that.
One of the other key benefits on the website is you can become one of the guys when you go to our website, and you can join, and then we'll be sending you weekly follow-up key things for salespeople to do.
I'm amazed at some of the people. We had a gentleman just joined from Phoenix, Arizona, and he just saw that and said, that's what I am. I'm a blue-collar sales guy. That's what I do, and want to be a part of the guys. So we was kind of excited. Anytime we get those kind of responses, that we always get excited about having someone else become one of the guys.
Do you tend to find that the people that want to be one of the guys, are they of a certain age, or are they is it across the board?
Age, gender does not seem to matter. We've got gals that are guys. Because in today's world, you know, a sales guy, it's not about gender. It's not about age demographics, about people wanting to make a difference and add value.
And they're offering their feedback and not necessarily mentioning clients and here's a lead. It's more of a how-to then.
Yeah, it's not most salespeople, a lot of salespeople don't want to share necessarily their leads, right, or who they're calling on or that type of information. But some of the general things problems, mm-hmm. I've got problem, I've ran into this. Anyone got an idea of how I might do that better or a solution that might be out there? And so I think that's more sharing. And to that comment, it really is exciting that, most of our trainings, we see a whole complete different mix of both ages. We see everything from new, fresh salespeople on their first day on their job, mm-hmm. having come through, core training, all the way up to veterans that have been doing this for 25 or 30 years, and, male, female, anything in between, we work with all of them. So.
Wonderful. Well, let's continue this conversation in another podcast, I think. We're running out of time on this one, but you've been listening to Radio Spectives. If you'd like to contact the Blue Collar Sales Guys, you can call their toll-free number, 888-940-BLUE. 2583, or visit their website at bluecollarsalesguys.com. You've been listening to Radio Spectives. If you would like to download the program or subscribe to the podcast series, just go to our website, radiospectives.com. Radio Spectives is powered by iBiz Radio, a TMA e-marketing company. And once again, Stu, Tom, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to Radio Spectives, the new wave of talk radio. To download this program or subscribe to the podcast series, simply go to www.radiospectives.com.